What is it like to live in paradise 4 months after the campfire? That's the question we're exploring from two women who did not lose their homes in the fire and who have now returned to the ridge. Reporter Ashley Bailey visited one of these women and her family this week to find out what their day-to-day life is like and how they're getting by.
Emily Holtum is a stay-at-home mom and owns one of the rare houses in Paradise that is still standing after the campfire.
Hi, you must be Emily.
Oh, my dog, sorry.
She will calm down after a second. All
right. This affectionate golden doodle puppy named Hazel is new to Paradise, and so are Emily, her husband Spencer, and their kids.
I have 6 kids. My oldest is in college, and then I have an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 3-year-old.
The Holtums moved here just about 9 months ago from Southern California for Spencer's job. He's the superintendent at Oroville City Elementary School District. That's a big life event for any family. And then the fire happened. Emily says one of her kids is having a hard time sleeping and sometimes lays on the floor of her bedroom because they're scared there's going to be another fire.
And my 3-year-old daughter is very clingy. If I go to the other room, she gets worried. She got worried when you came to the door. You know, she ran and hid in the bedroom, where she used to not be like that. She used to be a little more outgoing, but now she's very clingy and very worried all the time. And when she plays with her dolls, she talks about, you know, she'll say, "My mom's house burned down. Did your mom's house burn down?" And talks, when we go through town, she talks about the same thing, saying, "My house burnt down, that house burnt down." Not normal things that 3-year-olds should talk about.
Worrying about her kids is one reason Emily has mixed emotions about staying in Paradise. She and her family were able to return home a few days before Christmas. All their utilities are up and running again, so she feels lucky for that. But it's clear that she's hurting. She's still adjusting to a new community, and it's difficult to talk with her new friends in Paradise, some of who are living in trailers, about what she's going through.
I have a house, and they don't, so I have to be careful, I feel like, about what I say and what I don't say, because I'm in a pretty good situation where they really are not, and a lot of them have lived here their whole life, and now they're moving away.
Emily knows she and her family need to stay put for now, but thinking about the future is a huge unknown.
I'll think I'm doing great, and then we're all doing better. And then the next day, I'm like in this huge slump again, and I'm having a breakdown thinking, what are we really doing here? What is happening with this crazy life of ours?
She says her kids are the same way. One of her high schoolers broke out into tears in the car the other day. It's been hard to move to a new place and make new friends and then watch them move away.
And if my daughter were here, all of our blinds would be closed because she really does not like them being open.
Along with keeping the blinds closed at home, another big physical change in Emily's life is all of the driving she does every day.
You know, I'd go 5 minutes to pick up my kids from school, and we'd stop at the park and play on the way home, and we'd have a great time, and we'd be gone for 45 minutes and come home and make dinner, and we'd be great. Today, it will take me 1.5 hours to go pick up kids.
Emily hops in the car to go pick up 2 of her kids from school with her 3-year-old Charlotte in tow.
Mom.
What?
You buy a purple car.
Do you think I should buy a purple car?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll get a purple car someday.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome, Charlotte.
First, the girls go and pick up 9-year-old Quentin, who rides the bus from Oroville and gets dropped off at the fairgrounds.
This is Quentin.
Hi, Quentin.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Then the Holtums are off to the old Orchard Supply hardware store that's been converted into the Paradise Intermediate School to pick up 13-year-old Everett.
So this is Everett. Everett, this is Ashley.
Hi, Everett. Hey. Nice to meet you.
Just picking up these 2 kids round trip took 1 hour. And this isn't the only trip to Chico that Emily will likely make today. She's back at home for a little while before she has to take her kids to sports practices or run an errand, which almost always involves her going back down to Chico. Emily says she avoids going up Skyway to shop at some of the scattered businesses that have reopened in Paradise because it's too painful to see all the twisted metal and rubble.
I should be more supportive of our town, and it's my goal is that I'm going to be more supportive, but it's really so depressing to go into town. You'd think that it'd get easier as you drive through Paradise, but it doesn't. Every time I drive through, it's like heart-wrenching again. It's not ever any easier. I know that especially the first few times we drove through it, we cried, and it was hard to see. And I think now we more hold our breath. But I don't know. Every time it's just depressing. I come home and I just feel like sick inside. It's not ever any easier.
Emily says she has not sought out help for her mental health. But as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, she has been leaning on her faith when she struggles.
Through just prayer. I have a strong testimony of my Savior, and I know He's helping me through this.
When you ask Emily what kind of support she needs going forward, she says she feels like there's not a lot people can do. But reaching out and listening or just talking with her does help.
We've had letters that have come from Japan and Chile and from all over. I mean, it's just been crazy. They've just said, you know, you can get through this. There's been people that have been through other areas that have had fires and things too, and said, hey, you know, we've been through it before too. We know, we understand on a smaller scale, but they understand how hard it is. And it's made me want to be a different person the next time there's a disaster somewhere. I am going to be there writing letters or doing things for those people that I had in the past just always thought, well, somebody else will do it. I don't think I ever thought about writing a letter or doing something like that before. And I am definitely going to be a different person now.
For North State Public Radio, I'm Ashley Bailey.